it is all part and parcel of our ongoing efforts to improve our transparency, our openness, and our collaboration with our stakeholders. And this is something that began actually last year. The purpose of all these discussions is really to engage our stakeholders in communications about our adjudication function and our studies function. So I met with FUSE President Sue Webster late last year, and even though MSPB has had a great relationship with FUSE in the past, we provided training to them through our national training program, and also they have provided input in our studies program and offered topics for our research agenda. Sue and I talked about taking this relationship up to the next level, and she mentioned this MOU as a possible vehicle to do so.
And so what do you hope to accomplish with this memorandum?
Well, it's interesting because there are eight areas of responsibility that can kind of be grouped into four topics. The first is sharing of information about MSPB with FUSE membership, which allows us to promote and educate others on the merit principles, foundation of federal employment. There is a reciprocal sharing of information about FUSE with our employees, so there's communication both ways. In addition, we'll be soliciting input from FUSE about our workforce and our mission, our research plans. And we will also provide continued support through training at the National Training Program and in their regional training program in the future. This year, they're having their conference in Philadelphia in July. I'll be speaking there along with members of our Office of Policy and Evaluation, and some of our administrative judges will be there as well.
Why FUSE? Why this group?
Well, they reached out. And it's interesting because FUSE, you know, it's federally employed women, but it's more than just women's issues. It's not just a women's organization solely. They talk about issues that impact the federal workforce overall, like employment, like advancement, like work-life balance issues, all universal issues which hit pretty close to home for MSPB.
Is it common for the MSPB to have these types of agreements? Do you have them with any other groups?
This is the first of its kind, and we're very, very excited about it.
I wondered if you were looking forward to maybe using this as a template or a jumping-off point to have those sorts of relationships with other groups, too.
You know, that's a great idea because I've met a number of the affinity presidents recently, and I look forward to working with all of them in this kind of context in the future.
And what do you see as the main MSPB issues coming up in the next, say, 3 to 5 years?
Well, we have posted our national research agenda, and that kind of sets our studies program for the next 3 to 5 years. And we're looking at things like violence in the workplace, what is performance management, how supervisors are selected. I mean, all those issues, I mean, that's ongoing. Certainly, we have the Whistleblower Protection Enhancement Act, which is back on the table in Congress again. That could change our world. It's certainly going to impact the world overall. And there are, as we all know, wars overseas. And with wars overseas come returning veterans, and which raise more veterans issues, more Uniformed Service Act cases for us in our adjudications function.
Susan Grundman is chairman of the U.S. Merit Systems Protection Board. And also, there's legislative gambit to require more training for people that are promoted to management. And it seems like, indirectly, that could really further the MSPB goals.
I think so. We're very excited about that. We are absolutely going to be monitoring it through our studies function and any kind of, and should it pass, I'm sure we'll be seeing some sort of litigation emerge in that context.
Is there any concern at all that there might be the appearance of some sort of bias or a conflict of interest by having an agreement with the FEW group?
Not necessarily. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're open to these agreements with other affinity groups as well. They just happen to be the first ones to reach out to us. Our goal ultimately is, and one of our missions is to promote and to educate folks on the merit principles. And this gives us a unique forum to do that, whether it is in this context, in the context of outreach to our other stakeholders, in the context of training overall, we'll continue to do so.
Would you be open or would it be possible to have a partnership like this or a memorandum of understanding with, say, one of the big employee unions?
That's an interesting question. We do provide training to some of the unions. It's more on a regional basis. I'm not aware of things that we've done nationally, certainly not regionally. A number of us have been invited to speak at their conferences, so, I mean, that is possible. Our regional offices also do a lot of hands-on training on how to present a case, common mistakes in cases. So that's always, always available.
When does the Memorandum of Understanding take effect, and what do you see happening over the next few weeks and months?
Well, absolutely immediately takes effect. And in terms of what we're doing right this moment, we are actually preparing for their national training program in July. And they will seek us out. It's interesting, I'm glad you mentioned this, because we have a point of contact for this particular MOU. And that contact is our EEO director, Jerry Beat, and he will be monitoring our compliance with the MOU during the next couple months, couple years. So he will be the first person to let us know when we're doing something and where we're doing it.